Hello, Audioboo. I just got back from Conkers, which is in the heart of the National Forest, and it's pretty close to me, really. It's about 15 minutes drive, I guess, probably 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes. And I met with the general manager, Steve, again this morning. We had a meeting with him last week about a tweet up, and we're going ahead with the tweet up, and we're trying to get everything sorted out. Emma. Zero Credit UK, Zero Credit underscore UK on Twitter is working feverishly filling out the details of who's going to be attending. I spoke to Steve this morning about the Wi-Fi. Also, we did an interview, which is pretty good, but there is a little bit of noise halfway through because my phone is constantly trying to find cellular access. Note to self: turn on airplane mode. When doing audio booths. I don't know why I didn't do it. I think for some reason, when you use a pickup for the microphone, for some reason it picks up static or that cellular sound, that do-do-do-do-do, that searching. And there is no cellular around there at all that I could get for O2. Steve says there is for Orange, but there's pretty much no cellular there. They've got no Wi-Fi. And so that's a mission. Is to get Wi-Fi sorted out for the venue, but not only that, to get it spread over as much as we can of the area. What was cool about this morning is that Steve was really cool about the interview. That was great. Told me loads of stuff about what they're working on. I got to meet a guy called Jerry, who's the ranger there, not a Power Ranger, and not like a ranger from Halo. Actually, a real life ranger who looks after various bits of the park. And showed me Misty the owl this morning, which was cool. I did a quick interview with him about where he came from before and what he was doing before and why he ended up at Conkers. And also spoke to a guy called Jerry, but that audio boot didn't come out very well. And not Jerry, Colin, but that audio boot didn't come out very well, so I've got to do that again. And I also took loads of geolocated photos this morning of Swad, Midway, and Conkers itself. And that will become more apparent when the site goes up, the mock-up site for the Conkers tweet up. But more than anything, what came out this morning is how they do so much sustainable stuff there themselves, in terms of, they've got the wood there, they've built this awesome enclosure for the owl that literally cost them anywhere between £40 and £60 for the wood. And as in, they cut it all up, and the time required to do it is their own wood off that place. They use a bit of decking from somewhere else. And just, things like the train, they'd fix the train themselves instead of gone out to another company to look after it. The very sort of local, if we can afford to do it ourselves, low footprint, they'd do it. And I walked around the place, saw the amphitheatre, which is absolutely massive. It would be brilliant for doing video blogging or some kind of, set piece thing there in for future ones. Not for this one, obviously, because November it could be a little bit cold. But no, it went really, really well, and yeah, just I'm just really looking forward now to how all this is going to pan out. I'm going to post something, I guess, before the weekend. I've just moved all of my Mac Pro, and all the various bits and pieces to somewhere else so I can try a change of situation, change of scenery is the word I'm looking for. What else? I'm just really excited. This morning was a really nice, refreshing, get out there, shoot some media, do some video, do some audio, do some pictures, do some geo stuff. And I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. Sort of cleared my head out. And it's something that I needed. I need to be always on. I need to be always sort of like, here's the mission, go and do it. And I did it this morning. I really enjoyed it. So I've also got a pass now, I think, so that I can take Ella and Sam down there at the weekend, and I might do a few more interviews, shoot some more video, and try and pull all this stuff together for the weekend. And then probably middle of next week we should have a basic site up, and then the fully skinned version maybe at the end of that week. All good stuff.